There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's an excellent idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Nikki, whom I gave a minor homework assignment. She has a sister-in-law that she thinks really let down the team, that her sister-in-law's mother had a major fall and was in rehab and then moved home. And sister-in-law, who we'll now call Sarah for lack of a better term, went to Florida, and Nikki is not amused. And the complication here is that Nikki and Sarah have worked out a really nice relationship, a nice friendship in the last couple of years, and Nikki really doesn't want to lose it, but she's clearly not amused by Sarah's behavior. So I said, all right, Nikki, compose, you know, a note or a speech or whatever, and you can pretend that I am the infamous Sarah and tell me what you want to say, and then we'll work on it together. All right, so, Nikki, the floor is all yours.
All right, well, so I'm just going to keep it very simple. I was just going to say, you know, listen, I love you, and I just need for you to know that I've had all these feelings about what happened recently. And I've been very angry and upset, and I feel like I need to tell you because otherwise I'm going to harbor these feelings, and I don't want to do that because I want us to have a relationship and I don't want animosity in the family. And I was hoping that you could just hear that and maybe help me understand why you thought it was okay for you not to be part of the team. Especially in light of, and I forgot to tell you this, Dr. Joy, that my husband has some very serious health problems, and I was quite, I had a lot of problems myself this past year as well. So it's not like we were dealing with, you know, people that were up and ready to go and you know,
okay.
Do it all.
All right. Let me tell you the problem about that, and then let me give you something to think about, and then we're going to work on it again together. What do you think her response to that? If someone said to you what you said to her, which is, I really love you, but I'm really furious with you because I think you didn't do what you should have done.
Right.
What do you think your response is? What would your response be to that if someone said that to you?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
I don't
know. One of two things, that either you feel that that's an accurate criticism, at which point you're going to have one. You either think it's accurate or you think it's inaccurate. If you think it's accurate, there are only two options. One is to be furious and defensive, and I can't believe you said that, and you don't know what my life
right,
is like,
and
I'm so stressed. Okay.
Yeah,
the other is to say, all right, wait. And the other is to say, you're absolutely right. I let the team down. What would you like me to do about this? All right. So the 50-50 chance. Now, if she thinks that that's not a fair criticism, she's going to be furious. So
right. You've
got three options here. Only one of them have any possibility of being positive. I don't like those odds particularly. So let's see if there's something else to do. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you, for a moment, I'm going to sidetrack you and give you a slightly different perspective, and then we're going to go back to this, hoping that the sidetrack might give you a little bit different perspective. I had a friend who was in very similar situations. And she had a mother. Her mother actually lived to 103, I think, and but was in failing health. Very similar, it sounds like, to your mother-in-law, in that she was cognitively intact, but became weaker and weaker. And I can't remember if there was a catastrophic fall or not. But she had a health care worker who was with her. But my friend had both a brother and a sister, which I didn't know anything about. And I was her friend, and so she would tell me from time to time how really irritated she was at her siblings because they didn't do anything to help, and she felt
you hear that all the time.
Okay, hang on. And that the entire responsibility fell on her shoulders. And I remember saying at the time, look, your mom is, I think at the time she was like 98 or 99 or something. I said, at some point your mom's going to die just because, I mean, people don't live a whole lot longer than this, and you're going to have the sense that you did everything you could. and they're not. And they're going to have a much harder time dealing with her death than you will, which is not to say you won't miss her, but you were the real you were the real involved daughter. And I don't think it was the daughter-in-law. I think it was her mom, not her mother-in-law. And didn't think any more about it because, you know, I'm always going off sort of explaining to people why they shouldn't be unhappy because it'll just make them worse, not better. And didn't think anything more about it. And about 2 or 3 years later, she came. I was someplace, and she threw her arms around me, and she said, "Thank you so much." I said, "You're welcome. For what?" And she said, "Mom died 3 days ago, and I feel okay about it. I felt like I was with her and helped her, and both my brother and sister are just devastated." She said, "Thank you so much." So there is that option. 'Cause, all right, so let's go back. What I'm saying is, There are people who can do what they need to do and people who cannot. And it's not that I don't think one of them is better than the other, because I do. I do think that people can, there are people who can rise to the occasion. It was like Manny was saying earlier that the email person who said that people rise to the challenge of adversity. I said, not everybody. Your sister didn't. She didn't. And whether she should have or not is an interesting philosophical point, but irrelevant. She didn't. So the point is, either she knows she doesn't, she didn't, and she feels lousy about it. She knows she didn't, or she doesn't know she didn't, so she doesn't feel anything about it. Again, those are still 50-50 odds, and if you want to keep her as a friend, I think what you need to do is figure out at what one of the things that I posited as a hypothetical response on Sarah's part was say, what can I do to make this up to me? So I think at this moment, rather than say, man, you blew it, and I am disappointed in you, I thought you were a different person, and I'm angry you left it on our shoulders, because that's not going to get you any place. Except she's going to be angry with you, or she's going to, I mean, people just don't respond very well to that. Or the
couldn't
odds
agree
are,
with you. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more either about there's the doers and there's the don't doers.
Okay, well, exactly. So let's figure out at this moment as a way to both offset your fury, preserve the friendship, and also offer her something, because she's not completely oblivious. Let her deal with her own guilt. By you pointing it out, she's going to transfer it to you, which means she doesn't have to deal with it anymore. Nikki is always complaining. She's Saint Nikki the Divine. She's always saying how wonderful she is. And that doesn't do you any good. Doesn't do the relationship any good. And most importantly, it transferred the responsibility of guilt from her shoulders, where it belongs, to yours. Because if she doesn't know that she blew it, then she's hopeless. And if she does know she blew it, let her deal with that. Let her live with that, not you. But at this moment, to both offset your guilt, and also we're assuming that she's not a bad person, just a limited person.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that she's just limited. That she just saw the entire world coming down on her shoulders. And if she's the oldest, she may feel that she's always had to take care of everybody, and she just was, you know, she'd had this trip planned, and this is what she always did, and yada, yada. So, for example, if what you'd like at this moment, and you need to give some thought to what would make it okay. For example, if mom needs some physical therapy, or let's just make it something fun, that mom's caretakers have decided that mom would really benefit from a massage every week, because we know that one of the things that is both healing to people and also keeps their immune system intact is old people tend not to get touched very much. And we know that massage is a really wonderful way of doing it. And Americans are the only one who think of it as sexy. Everybody else thinks of it as beneficial. So saying to sister-in-law, we were just thinking that one of the things that you might like to be able to contribute to mom's care is a weekly massage. And I've done some investigation, and if you'd like, I can send you that information. And that might offset it for you, that she's now doing something. My guess is if you gave her something to do or something to contribute, that she might rise to the occasion, because it's limited, it's specific. It offsets her responsibilities. You think about it for a minute. I'll come right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, Nikki looks like had to go on to other things. But the point being that that we do what we can in this life, and we hope others do as well. And this may be one of those time where I trot out. I was having dinner with some friends, and they said, well, our favorite joyism around the house, who knew that they had favorites, let alone any joyism, is they said, beware of expectations. And mine is actually, expectation is the death of serenity. Expectation says everything about you and nothing about the other person.
and expecting people to rise to the challenge, expecting them to do the same thing, expecting them to understand. Whenever you're using the word expect, there should be a skull and crossbones superimposed across your retina that says, be careful here. Because expectations have nothing to do with them. It has to do with you. And so being mad at somebody because they didn't meet your expectations is certainly not uncommon, but it's unwise. And again, saying to somebody, you really let me down, is not tantamount to necessarily a positive discussion. Saying to somebody, can we talk about this? I could use a little help here. And especially if you'll give somebody something specific to do. There are people in this life who feel that if they offer anything, that the entire burden is going to be on their shoulders. And so sometimes just saying, this would be helpful, or can you help out here? But actually, saying, can you help out here, is not nearly as effective as saying, we could use 2 hours a week from you, or we could use 30 bucks a week from you, or it would be really helpful if you could volunteer one trip a week to the supermarket. The more specific you could make your request, the more likely somebody is to either take you up on it because it's limited, or to negotiate it. When you say we could use some help, people have notions of everything being piled on their shoulders, and if they weren't going to volunteer to begin with, that's unlikely to motivate them to do anything except to say, oh, well, I'm really busy, or you're doing such a great job, which is just going to infuriate you. So it's a very good idea, if you're going to ask somebody for something, to be very specific about what it is, or even say to them, could you tell me what you'd be comfortable doing, which is not a bad idea, or here's a list, do any of them appeal to you, or can you suggest something else, right? Because limited responsibility tends to be much more effective than a global statement that says, okay, creep, you're not doing what you should be doing, okay? And again, as with Nikki, it's a great idea to practice your speech on somebody else and then ask yourself, if someone were about to say this to me, what would my response be? So, and the I love you at the beginning is certainly not a bad statement, but basically everything after that says you let me down. You know, I expected you to behave better and you didn't, okay? So if you can let go of the anger, then you're able to negotiate better. What is it? Revenge is a dish best eaten cold. And I'm not really even talking about revenge. I'm just talking about getting some help in a specific way that will make you feel well-disposed toward the person who didn't offer the help but may be willing to come through on a specific suggestion. The issue here is specific, isn't it? Okay, speaking of which, here's a wonderful example of specificity. Let me give you the phone number again, 855-99-DR-JOY. Facebook is clarifying their rules for content because they've been running into some problems, as have all social media, Twitter and Reddit, including a definition of nudity, which I personally felt that the world really needed a definition of nudity. Let's see if I can find here their definition. Genitals, fully exposed buttocks, explicit images of sexual intercourse. Well, those are content it's going to remove under its prohibitions to get nudity. So I guess that you can be nude as long as, never mind. It was restricting the display of nudity because some audiences in the global community could be sensitive to such content because of their cultural background or age. Facebook has 1.39 billion monthly active users at the end of December, with 82% of its daily active users located outside the U.S. and Canada. Did you know that? Would you have guessed that? 82%.
Wow, yeah.
Did you know there's something, I read a statistic that said only 41% of the world uses computers.
Really?
Yeah, that's less than half.
Yeah.
So there we go.
That's two-fifths, basically.
Yeah. Website said it would remove content that appears designed to target persons with the intention of degrading or shaming them. Identify and shame private individuals, use of modified images to degrade a person, and the repeated targeting of people with unwanted friend requests or messages.
Social media is under increasing pressure to moderate content on their sites after several instances of posting a material that was found to be defamatory or aimed to harass and bully people. And sort of Jennifer Lawrence suggesting that the pictures that were those on Instagram? I can't remember where they were, but she said that was a sex crime.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why you would have naked pictures of yourself, but I suppose if you want naked pictures of yourself, doesn't that occur to you that maybe if there aren't naked pictures that exist of me, then I don't have to worry about them being hacked?
Especially if you're a celebrity. I mean, because...
Well, presumably she did it before, although she's not very old. She's, 23 or 24, so I don't know, but...
Does she take these pictures before she's big?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, that's usually what happens is people took them, that actresses who were sort of going not porn exactly, but you know, it's certainly a well-known trajectory for young, attractive women to sort of publicize pictures of themselves that are more explicit than they would do when they got better known. I don't know.
But I even look at the case of like Kate Upton and Justin Verlander. I mean, it's kind of like, what are you thinking? Why are you taking those pictures in the first place? I mean, I get it, but it's kind of one of those things where you're a famous person. You're a high profile person. You're, especially in Kate Upton's case where she has, you know, pretty much every male on the planet that wants to see her naked anyway. You know, you know what I mean? So it's
thank you
like,
for sharing that, Manny. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's...
Well, I mean, yeah, it just seems to me that... And someone's going to argue, well, you should be able to have naked pictures of yourself.
Right.
And, of course, I'm not much of a photographer. I've always felt like that a photograph puts something between me and the experience. So I'm not much of a photographer. But it does occur to me that if you don't put yourself in that position, I mean, who are you sharing naked pictures with? And if it's an intimate person, why would you not just be naked with them as opposed to have pictures naked
right.
of them?
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe what we need to do is just have sculptures done, because I don't know that Facebook is going to put sculptures up. Twitter modified its policies last week to prohibit the posting of intimate photos and videos taken without a person's permission. Now, how you would know that they gave permission or not is not clear to me. Users can have their accounts locked until the offensive material, which will remain hidden from public view, is removed. Reddit's also banned the posting of stolen nude photos and revenge porn. I love the term revenge porn. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Kenneth Branagh's and Lily James's Cinderella lived happily ever after over the weekend. It made about $70 million, and it made about almost $140 million worldwide, including breaking records in China. It made $25 million in China. Yeah, the idea that Disney is over the moon about it, as you can imagine, and the fact that Maleficent was one of their big hits, which I think eventually made $378 million or something worldwide, but didn't do as well as Cinderella, and presumably Angelina Jolie is a much better known person than Lily James. But it's Kenneth Branagh's biggest opening ever, so everybody's pleased. As I said, you know, I went in thinking, you know, what do we really need another Cinderella, especially from Disney? And but it's really a charming movie, and among other things, shows that either a lot of men went to see Lily James, which is possible, but
the idea was, as I mentioned, that you got Cinderella for the girls and you've got Run All Night for the boys. But the boys did not run all night, and a lot of people went to go see Cinderella. So there you go. I think Cinderella on Friday did better than the other 9 movies in the top 10 put together. So we knew that it was headed for glory and kicked Liam and Ed's butt. What can I tell you? With their little glass slipper. All right, we haven't done an email yet this week, although the week is new. So
only an hour and a half.
Come on, yeah. All right, I'm impatient. Well, because what happens, I remember being on a panel like 10 years ago, and I said, beware emails, because first of all, when people send them, they expect them to be responded to, and they expect them to be responded to quickly. So we try and sort of keep up with the emails. All right, speaking of which, though, before I go to emails, having just talked about Facebook and Twitter and Reddit, one of the things I think we're going to put up on Facebook is, do you think there should be restrictions on the Internet? And if so, what and why? Okay, so because I think obviously all of you who are Facebooking me are using the Internet, and I'd just be interested in what your responses were. I think the idea that Facebook finds it necessary to find nudity, and if you think about it, they're really not talking about nudity. They're talking about full frontal nudity, number one, and full backal nudity. Is there such a word as backal? If there's frontal, there should be backal, right? Right? I mean, that's the logic of it. All right, backal nudity. Apparently, you're allowed half a buttocks, but not the full. So that's... And apparently arms and legs play no part in any of this. I think Twitter was saying people had to use their real name. And drag queens and LGBT raised the roof. They said, no, we don't want to use our real names. The whole thing, it's an interesting phenomenon. And we're just seeing the birth of it, I think. All right, so let's do an email, having now said that we wanted to be timely and responsive, so...
All right, this email is from Ezra. Ezra says, hello, Dr. Brown. Well, first, let me say that I'm one of your biggest fans, listening to your show on 800 AM most of the days, and it is really amazing. I believe you've helped a lot of people in trouble. So I'm looking for some advice.
You.
I'm looking for some advice myself. I tried to reach you at that telephone number on your site, but without any luck, I am afraid.
Oh, no. I wonder what happened.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Let us know. Yeah, if it needs to be between noon and 3 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be – and CKLW is the Twitter, so you're an hour behind us. So it would be between 11 and 2 your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my time as well, because I'm in the same –
Well, that's true. You're in the same time zone. True.
Yep.
Okay.
Ezra goes on to say, so I have twins, a boy and a girl – who are 11 years old, and one of them, the boy, is a special needs child. My daughter is great now. She's really bright and an intelligent girl with an A level at school. The problem is she's being bullied by her classmates. The classmates made my daughter feel so low and sad. She was highly upset, and she said she feels so sad that she could harm herself. So the same girls report that to the office, and my girl got in trouble. The office called me, and we discussed the incident. I was really in shock and so afraid at the time. I knew that wasn't my daughter talking. Something was wrong. I talked to my daughter and saw myself she said that because she felt sad and had no one to turn to at the time. I know my child the best. We talk a lot about a lot of things, and I know she is so innocent and so naive, but really happy, bright, helpful, and nice, and a well-mannered girl. Less than 2 weeks later, they called me from the school office again with my daughter's journal in hand. They showed me some of her writing. I saw some really disturbing words that she wrote the same day she was called to the office the first time. And from there, the battle began. The girls that my daughter's having a problem with were sneaking through her stuff, and they stole the journal and brought it to the office. My daughter was in the office all day. Child Aid Services was involved, too. But as soon as they found out how we are living and that we are a perfectly healthy family and a happy family, apparently they didn't have a case. I was mad because the school didn't do anything to help my girl except bullied my girl themselves. I asked for an immediate transition of my daughter to another classroom, and they said they will consider it. I'm also disappointed because they highly offended my daughter and even made things worse with encouraging and even awarded those girls with a Student of the Month title for well-being and caring, even though they were bullying and stealing from my daughter. I'm wondering what's next. Is my girl going to come home and say that those girls start biting her because the school gave them a go? Please, I would appreciate you forever if you reply with any helpful advice. Thank you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Understand that your daughter may have a different persona at home than she does at school, and that certainly sounds the case, that at home she's happy and carefree, and at school's not so much. And having a twin who's special needs may make her feel that the only way to get attention is to be needy. And so we need to be a little bit careful of that. And it's a very common phenomenon in situations where there's one child who has special needs, that it can easily translate to other children, to the other children in the family, that the only way to get attention from mom and dad or from the world at large is to be needy. So that's number one. You need to be very careful about that, that she's not neglected because she seems to be this carefree, happy child. I'm not sure any child at 11 is completely carefree and happy. And you need to make sure that you don't have unconsciously a vested interest in believing that of her so that you can spend more time with your special needs son. Okay, and that doesn't make you a bad parent because it's squeaky wheel when it comes to parenting. But this sounds like a child who's very sophisticated on that level and very aware. I'm not sure that I would share your perception that she's all that naive. So number one, and I think that becomes the most important message from this, of make sure that the family structure gives her time and attention so she doesn't feel that the only way to get time and attention either at home or at this particular point at school is to be damaged, is to be needy. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the issue of bullying. Let me just talk about that in general and then specifically with respect to your daughter. I think the way to deal with bullying is not with the bullies, but with the child. If she refuses to be bullied, if she goes and tells the school about it or tells you about it or laughs at them or just ignores them, and I know that that's not easy to do, but the response to bullying has to be to strengthen the victim, not to try and bring down the bullies, because the school system is a very closed ecosystem. And if you go to school and say, these girls are bullying my daughter, what the girls will then do, the bullies will then do, is say, well, you know, you had to have your mom or your dad come to school. You can't even do it for yourself. You're such a baby. So it will make things worse, not better. Going to the parents will have exactly the same effect. So it's really important to help your daughter become stronger about it, of saying whether you do role-playing with her. And it's certainly a more tedious and difficult road, but in the long run, strengthens her. And there are going to be bullies everywhere, if not only when you're 11, but when you're 18 and when you're 40 and when you're 140. So learning to deal with people who don't like you and deciding that you don't have to like them back, you don't actually have to turn the other cheek, but you have to appear to not care. And so maybe all of us need to be better actors, and to find other people with whom she can relate in school. Bullies tend to be the popular kids, and they band together. And the kids get victimized because they want to be liked by those kids. So all the bullies have to do is withdraw their affection or their attention, and they're bullies. Let me come back and talk a little bit about the diary, all right, in the school system. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-99-3-7569. Ezra, I'm not sure why the number didn't work, except you may have been doing it at the wrong time of day. But and you can always leave a message, and we'll call you back. Ezra has twins that are 11, and one is a special. His son is special needs. His daughter has been a bright, happy child who is all of a sudden having problems at school because she's being bullied. And I'm saying you need to be careful in a family with one child who has special needs, because it often can send the message to the other children, in this particular case, the other twin,
that the way to get attention, to get mom and dad to pay attention, is to be needy. And that obviously isn't going to work at home per se, because, I mean, it's going to say your brother needs this. But to be aware that all God's children need attention, and if you can't get it for doing something positive, you're doing it for something negative. And I'm struck by the difference between your perception of your daughter and the school's perception of your daughter, which is of a depressed child. So let's go back. So that's the primary takeaway, hopefully, here, is that there has to be some sense that your daughter can get more than perfunctory attention for being the bright, wonderful, charming kid she is. That kids should not have to compete for attention from a parent, but realistically, that's exactly what the deal is. That there are only one or two parents, and there's can be endless number of children. Is what some woman who had 69 children, but I don't want to think about that. So that there is that imperative for parents to figure out special time for kids. And I think part of it is just devoting, for example, Friday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon or something, so that each kid feels that even though they may get vaguely short shrift during the week, that they have their particular time with one parent or the other, or both, preferably, without having to share or compete with the other child. So that's number one. That's the most important part. Second of all, with respect to the school and bullying, you hear me all the time say that parental interference can make things significantly worse. You do need to keep an eye on your child, but one of the ways of dealing with bullying rather than trying to bring down the bullies, which seldom works, is to strengthen the victim and say, all right, what would it take for you to do this? What if you pretended you didn't care about this? And again, quite often, bullies are people who've been bullied in the past, which is, I guess, in partial answer to the email question earlier of why does power corrupt? And bullying is certainly a good example of that. The third is the school's response. Because this is turning into being a he said, she said kind of thing, or she said, she said, that these kids were rewarded because they felt that that your daughter was expressing self-destructive tendencies. And so that's why they were rewarded. Now, it may be important to point out that some of those self-destructive tendencies may have come from these very same girls. And maybe one of the things for, if I were the guidance counselor, I'd probably get all these kids in the room together and point out that that we're all on this planet together, and we're going to reward good behavior, and we're going to begin not reinforcing this. I don't know. Stealing a kid's notebook seems to me to fall heavily into a gray area of them feeling that they were. Let's give these little brats the benefit of the doubt, at least temporarily, of feeling that this child was in fact suicidal, said she was going to harm herself. Do they have some responsibilities? Could they have done this without stealing her book? Does writing in her book at school make any sense? There are a number of issues here, but rather than decide that these other 11 little girls are the enemy, which I'm not suggesting that they're innocent. 11-year-old little girls can be nasty little creatures. And your daughter can be probably a nasty little creature as well out of your sight. But explaining to your daughter that she doesn't have to give in to this, that there are other people to be friends with, I'm not sure that changing classes is going to work for her, because the rumors will be why she changed classes and who the kids were that were bothering her before. And that's the problem about changing schools or changing situations, is that sense of vulnerability will go with your daughter. So, and maybe finding a therapist for your daughter for two reasons. First of all, it may be more effective in teaching her how to do some role playing and how to stand up to these kids. And nobody believes somebody that stand up to. I remember a call that I got when I was very first on the air of somebody who called and said that their kid was being bullied. And I said, well, give the kid some extra money and take everybody out for ice cream. And some guy called and said, Brown, that's the world's worst advice. What you should do is wait till there's do it at recess with a lot of teachers around and pop the guy one, and he'll never bother you again. And that may, I'm not sure that I'm, it's hard for me ever to advocate violence as a response to anything. But your daughter in finding some way to stand up to these kids is going to be more effective in the long run of both stopping the bullying and making your daughter feel good about herself. The snitching of the, you know, I would probably point out to the school that the snitching of the diary is really pretty crappy. And that if they were, the only reason they would snitch the diary in theory in their own little minds or the school's mind is to prevent this kid from hurting herself. But all they had to do was go to the school counselor and say that she said she's going to hurt herself. And it would have had exactly the same effect without stealing the notebook. So I think stealing the notebook falls really into a very gray area that the school should be much less supportive of. So in conclusion, I guess, the school is going to be – there are a lot of schools who have zero bully tolerance. Zero tolerance for
zero
bullying.
Zero tolerance, yeah.
Yeah. And that may be to go online and find the specifics of it, because it's become a much more popularized and popular and widespread phenomenon. So you can find that and give that to the school of saying, okay, my daughter may have been the latest victim of it, but it's ongoing. And I know the school system is caught in, if you've got three little girls who say one thing and one little girl who says another, you're more likely to believe the three little girls just because it's 3-1. That doesn't necessarily mean that those three little girls are being honest or being moral or being anything else. So the school sort of saying, we don't care who started this. This will not be tolerated, and we'll dump all of you out. We'll suspend all of you, is a very effective thing to do. Important for your daughter to feel that she can get attention without being needy, without being victimized, both at home and at school. That you have special time with her. And I know being a parent is an exhausting job, but it is really important to set aside specific time for each of our kids so that they know that they have, that they're important to us, that they don't have to act out to get attention. And that seems to me to be the underlying issue here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.